Okay. So, welcome to Ian, and Ian will share on the topic of.
I'm not sure, but we're gonna go somewhere with it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
I mean, I'm alcoholic, and I have it's funny, I have an ideal, a work ideal that I don't go to meetings during the day because I'm working, but I'm in the UK and it's 5 o'clock at night here, so I'm considering it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So I'm here, and Danielle asked me to pinch hit in at the last minute, and I'm grateful. And I get to see some amazing people on this call that I've ex had some deep experiences with through this process. So here's what I don't know how this topic's going to go, but this I came on with no idea what I was going to do. I got quiet and someone read the steps. We had a little meditation and something came to me that I hadn't thought about for a real long time since somebody I was really close with in this process had passed away about 7 years ago. And, it's a consideration. We have a book, a basic text, and I'm just going to wing it because I don't even have a book with me here in front of me, and I don't have time to go get it. But we have this book, Alcoholics Anonymous, our basic text. We have a Big Book Awakening guide that we use through the Big Book Awakening as a process to have an experience, not a knowledge, but to get have an experience through the 12 steps. And most basic texts or textbooks, when you have a process like Alcoholics Anonymous, it's a 12-step program. Have you ever considered why the steps start on page 58? Why there's prefaces, doctor's opinion, and then 58 pages till they finally break out the steps? And so when we were getting quiet, I just, came to me, maybe this is something, at least from my experience, that I'll share on. So, in our book, it tells us on page 45 that lack of power is our dilemma. And we have to have, and you're here for whatever process or substance you suffer from. If you're truly powerless, and you've admitted to your innermost self, like not ad admitted to somebody, or you conceded to your innermost self, as the book says, that you suffer from something that you can't stop. When you start the process or substance, you don't have the ability to control. And when you stop, you don't have the ability to stay stopped forever. Because if you did, we wouldn't be here. If you could stay stopped from whatever you suffer from, the book says it's pointless and academic if you just never started. But there's a problem that happens, for at least for me, on my primary issue is that I couldn't stay stopped. And I did it against my will. I said I would stop. I promised a lot of people I would stop. I told myself I would stop. And then against my will, I started. And so when you get to page 45 in the book, it tells us that lack of power is our dilemma. And we have to find a power by which we could live. It doesn't say I had to find a power by which I could stop drinking or eating or using or smoking or whatever, gambling or pornography or sex or love, whatever your primary process or substance is, it's really not material to this, what I'm going to share on. But it tells us that we have to find a power by which we can live. And then it tells us that a little couple lines further, that that's what this book's about. Its main object is to enable us to find a power greater than myself, which will solve my problem. So the question or consideration is, can you stay stopped on your own? Because if you did, you don't need power. See, I only need power. I have power to do a lot of stuff in my life. But there's certain stuff in my life I don't have power to consummate. I can't control you. I can't control what's going on around me. I rely on a power greater than myself to manage and control my life. But my daily activities of waking up, making coffee, showing up at work, answering emails, whatever that may be, I have the power to achieve that. It's when I run into a roadblock that I don't have the power to do something and I need some intervention to stop me from doing something that's harmful for me, to me and others. And so the book raises a really good question. Well, a couple of considerations. We go through the doctor's opinion. We go through Bill's qualification, his story. We go through, there's a solution, more about alcoholism. And then we get to a place and it, I'm going to paraphrase it. I might know it, but I might not. But on the top of 44, it's going to tell me if I have what I shared, I can't control when I start and I can't stay stopped. I may be suffering from some form of illness that needs a spiritual experience, a spiritual intervention. I may not. That's up to me to admit to my innermost self, to concede. But, you know, the dilemma that really occurs here for me is really, how do I create a spiritual basis of life sufficient enough for me to access enough power to stay stopped? And not just to stay stopped, but to live a life that's where I'm not wishing or fighting the stop or the start, really. I guess the truth is, I'm not fighting the start if I'm stopped. So I'm trying to create a life to work where I don't start. And so where am I going with this? Well, a little bit further in We Agnostics, it's going to come to a place. And ironically, how they do this too has always baffled me. There's a few things, like if I could go back in time, I would want to ask Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob, like, why? Like, and I know that they wrote the book when Bill only had, he really didn't even have 4 years. When they actually started writing the book, I think he had 2.5 years. And Dr. Bob might have had like maybe 6 months or a year or something. And most of the people were 30, 60, 90 days when they started the book. By the time they published it, Bill had 4 years. And I think it's important to know that they'd make a disclaimer at the end of the program portion of the book before the stories. And they say something to the effect that, you know, we realize we only know a little, that God's going to constantly disclose more to you and to us. And because of that, there's certain things that I always kind of wondered. The one was, why is the steps on page 58? Why wasn't it just when you open the book, here's the 12 steps, and then the chapters relate to the 12 steps? The other question is, why do they wait all the way till about page 52 to introduce a concept that I can't live properly on my own power? They introduce on page 52 the bedevilments, which are really just an an external reaction to my spiritual malady. So externally, I have trouble with people around me, right? And it's usually relative when I'm in that position. I fight with myself and everyone else. And then, you know, what it looks like when I'm suffering from that is I can't control my emotional natures. And I'm not talking about road rage or flipping someone the middle finger or having a temper. I'm talking about, I want to tell you how I feel and I'm fighting to control it. I'm going to show up to life with a smile, but deep down inside, I hate you. I'm raging inside. But someone told me to shut up and show up. But I can't control how I feel. The book talks about real tolerance. And, you know, having real tolerance for people, being able to hear them, listen to them, to be able to open my heart and my mind to the way you think and feel, not the way I want you to think and feel. You know, and then it goes on to, you know, being full of fear, can't be of real help, useless. I can't make a living, a life I want to live. And then they go through a bunch of other stuff in the chapter, making sure we can set aside all these preconceived notions that we have about what a higher power or God looks based on a childhood experience or maybe a yesterday experience. But the truth is, for me, if I've really had a first step experience, if I really looked in the mirror and saw that I cannot control starting when I'm stopped, that whole part of the book really doesn't matter. That's why they come to three, it says at the end of the steps, when you read a little further, it tells us that there's three pertinent ideas, right? And they're pertinent, they're just ideas. Basically, they're self-considerations. They're my concession to my innermost self that I really have to see. And the A is that I'm an addict, an alcoholic, whatever my process or substance is. Have I conceded to my innermost self? Have I looked myself in the mirror and said, Ian, you're alcoholic? And do I really understand what that means to say it? Not just raise my hand in a 12-step meeting and because someone told me I need to go there, but because I really see the truth underneath it. And then it talks about, you know, my life's unmanageable, not externally, internally. Because that's the one thing I got out of the Big Book Awakening more than anything, that there's a condition that would be conducive for me to start when I'm stopped, knowing all the consequences. And that condition's really well outlined, called insanity, in the More About Alcoholism. And I don't have a lot of time to really go through a whole lot of this, but anyway, I want to get back to my, before my ADD takes me off and derails me to another track, I want to get back in line to why the steps are on page 58, right? Because of the ABCs, because they want to make sure that I've really admitted powerless. Because why would I need to go through the steps if I don't, you know? Most of the time, people, and I've experienced this myself, so I'm sharing my own experience, and I'm sharing countless experiences of people I've sponsored or taken through the 12-step process as a step guide. They get to the third step and they miss the line right after the prayer, which says, We thought well before taking this step that we were ready to abandon ourselves utterly. Like, the only reason I would abandon myself utterly is because I'm hopeless around the process or substance. And, I think that, and if you look at the stories all through, Roland Hazard, Bill, the Man of 30, the Jaywalker, Fred, Jim, they all came to the same place at some point. And either I'm going to live on a spiritual basis of life or I'm not. And if I don't, what's the consequences? And so they go back to the ABCs for a second, and it says that A, for me, I'm alcoholic and I can't manage my own life. That B, that no human power can. So, what's a human power? Think about it. It's everything but God. It's workshops, it's the book, it's this meeting, it's my sponsor, it's my wife, it's my children, it's even me. I'm human power. Like, so that there's whatever I suffer from, there's no human power that's going to relieve it. And then it says that God could and would if he were sought. So there's a reason why I need to seek God. And the steps, and so they put the steps there. Because they're outlining something from a turning point perspective right before you read the steps. And it says we stood at the turning point and we asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Really, I see that in my third step prayer. Am I asking God with complete abandon? Am I making a decision to live a different way of life, to do the stuff that all those stories and every story in the back of the book that really never get read all share the same common thread? How they established and maintain a relationship with God. And so, the considerations here, and you can ask yourself this right now, and I'm about to embark a journey around this very soon, is am I powerless over something? There's something that brought me to this place. Have I conceded to my innermost self that I'm powerless over it? Then the second consideration is, what are my other alternatives that I'm doing to stay away from them besides God? Because the book asks me, the book basically says we have two alternatives. But what are your third alternatives? What are you doing? See, someone called me yesterday. I had this brief conversation with someone, got my name off the website, and they're finishing a workshop and they feel lost. Kind of like they just got out of rehab with 27 years in 12-step rooms and they feel lost. And I asked them to consider, is that workshop what's keeping you away from whatever you're afraid? Because why would you feel lost? You should feel connected. If you had the experience, you should have seeking conscious contact. So, and I know I'm all over the place with this, but it's just something that just really hit me. as we were kind of getting quiet and meditating, that, and I'll tie this into a topic and I'll end with it, is the first 58 pages to me, for me, my experience. And if yours is different, I'm going to set aside my thoughts so I can be open to hear everyone else's as well, is really to allow me to stay in the grace of God. Actually, further than that, really, it may be all the way through to the first 88 pages until I have an experience, or maybe it's a little bit more less back into amends when you're coming through the amends process, wherever this period. And everybody's probably different, where they have awakened to the fact that they're no longer in the grace of God. They're living in conscious contact with God. And so when I get out of the ABCs, the original manuscript said something to the effect that if you didn't agree to that, throw the book out or give it to someone else because you need to go back and have a little more experience in whatever you're suffering from. Or maybe you just haven't had a problem that requires a spiritual experience. But if you have, like I did, if I did, I'll share from me that I need to go from that point forward and understand that the grace of God will keep me in third alternatives. And until I can seek and maintain some conscious contact with God, that will overcome the spiritual malady. And then from that place, I would go, okay, my time's up. So here we go. Sorry, I missed. I thought you were going to give me a wave or something. So I'll end with this. When the spiritual maladies overcome, I'll straighten mentally and physically. And the only way I'm going to overcome the spiritual malady, overcome, not sustain, not push it, hold it off, but overcome it, is through conscious contact. And the only way for me to have conscious contact is to have an experience through the 12 steps. And then perfect and enlarge my spiritual life through the 12th step. So I'll end with that. I don't know. I hope I didn't confuse anyone. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ian.